I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
We got robots here as the Major League Baseball will propose automated ball strike challenge system for 2026, according to Commissioner Rob Manfred. Now, if approved, and I believe there's an 11-man committee that has to approve it. Commissioner Manfred believes he's got the votes for it, but human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls, but other teams teams would be able to start each game with two challenges to the umpire's opinion. How big of a difference will this make?
It'll be substantial, the fact that you get to, you know, do some. I wish it was an all or nothing enterprise, right? Either give us all the balls and strikes automated or give us none of them. Because what makes the human element appealing to me is the idea that you can have someone call a strike that is just outside the strike zone, but that's what they decided to call on that day, and they consistently call it for both sides the entire game. Well, if you get to challenge it twice, well, then that you just take away any chance the ump has to call a consistent game. You just call it. And so, like,
in fairness, there's no chance an ump's going to call a close game anyways, or a tight game anyways, right?
A consistent game. We've seen it all the time where they'll have it. Maybe they set it up and it's a little bit wider of a strike zone for whatever reason on that given day, and they're given the outside corner because they started giving it in the first inning, and it's a pitch that you can go to, and it'll be there, right? And that part of the game just kind of gets taken away from me.
I just think that's the biggest problem with umpires. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a 1-2 count or a 3-2 count or a 3-0 count. A strike is a strike. And I think that's where you and I are all in on an all or nothing. I get we don't want to take away jobs, and I get that umpires have
other
features. My thing is, I don't think two challenges a game is enough. I think it, because people don't understand, this isn't like the regular challenge. It's instant. It's you call for a challenge, the ump goes down, usually has a device in, and the device says whether it was called a ball or a strike.
Well, and the player has to do it as well, too.
Yes.
And so that brings another strategy in play. It's like, if you know your player is the seventh hitter, and he's got a quick trigger to constantly challenging, and it's like, all right, you don't get to challenge anymore. Little things like that, but the strategy attached to it could be interesting.
But I think it should be...
To use it in the right spot, to use it in the wrong spot.
I think you should get at least one per your team's batting per inning, and...
Oh, one per inning.
Yeah. And actually, I think both teams should get one per side of the inning.
See, but
like
at that point, then we're just making it so the umps don't feel bad their job got taken away.
Yep.
Like, let's just make it automated across the board then.
Yeah, yeah. Two challenges in, was it 54 outs is not enough. I mean, you're still going to end up with a lot of bad calls that stand because of, you know, strategically.
Well, you get your challenge back if you win your challenge.
No, that's fair, but I still think...
So in theory, it's like the NFL some ways. You can have limitless as long as they keep messing up.
Well, still don't love that.
You only get... It's two wrong ones is where you then end up losing it for the rest of the game.
I don't think it's enough. I think you should get a wrong one every inning. I think it should be. I think. Well, no, I know. Just in,
but it's
going to.
The problem is, it's going to take a lot of time at this point.
It really doesn't.
Well, we watched it in spring training, and like it was fine the two times a game that it appeared. But if we have a call or two an inning, like this is. I mean, baseball just did such a good job speeding up the game. I don't want to slow it down.
It's pretty instantaneous. I don't think it's going to be. But again, I think two challenges. I don't think there's going to be. I don't think it's going to change the game enough.
Omaha. All right. The White Sox have announced they've entered into a long-term investment agreement with billionaire Justin Ishbia. That's the brother of the Suns owner. The agreement provides that 2029 to 2033, Jerry Reinsdorf's going to have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia, and then there's some little things that happen after that. But it seems like the wheels are in motion for the White Sox to sell their, or at least Reinsdorf, to sell his piece of the White Sox.
Yeah, we really need a salary cap before this happens, because if baseball economics are still as trash as they are, that team should run this division. The Twins aren't going to spend as much. The Royals can't spend as much. Not even the Tigers, who Ilitch is just the Ilitch family's just cheap ass owners. The Tigers theoretically could, but won't.
I mean, Ilitch is dying. That's why they're spending money now.
But like the simplest thing is, I really think this could be huge and potentially cataclysmic for the three small market teams here in this division, because
Ishbia is going to do what I always thought Mark Cuban would do if he owned a team. It's just let's just spend as much as, like, drunken sailors.
I mean, let's be 100% clear here. The biggest issue has not been the White Sox spending payroll on the everyday lineup. They've done that periodically with Reinsdorf. It's always been the gap where they've completely lost it is player development and drafting and analytics, quite frankly. And so that's the easiest thing to fix. You walk in. That's not even the most costly thing. Like, that's a fairly cost-efficient transaction that you can have. And if they get player development, which imagine putting like a Chris Antonetti into that system with that, with like the proper funds. Oh, and now they can retain a Garrett Crochet. Now they can retain their best players. I think that could be very, very substantial for the Guardians.
It's going to stink. What's interesting is how many years these transitions take, though. We're seeing it here even with Blitzer and the Guardians, and now with this Ishbia setup, like, it's going to be, we're not going to be impacted by this for potentially a whole another decade almost.
It's basically because they're trying to wait for Jerry to own the team as long as he possibly can, and so this is set up for he might die in this range.
I know, but it does give the fans, kind of similar to here, it gives you almost like a false sense of hope. You're like, yeah. I can't even complain about them not spending because we're having this transition of power and it's coming right down the line. It's like, well, when's it coming? In the case of Ishbia, it could be 9 years from now.
The difference is here, I think it's a bit of a pipe dream that Blitzer and Kolek are going to come in and just spend money willy-nilly. I like in Chicago, okay, yeah, there's enough revenue there. Chicago's a big ass town. There's enough revenue there. Plus they get a new stadium, plus they get this, that, and the other. You can make that a bit of a cash cow. I just don't think there's a way to make the Guardians a cash cow.
What I like about a guy like Ishbia, though, is he doesn't care if it's a cash cow or not.
Oh, that's the other part of this.
That's what makes him dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Omaha! NBA commish Adam Silver, a.k.a. Slenderman, went on Fox Sports 1 and was asked about, it was Breakfast Ball, was asked about the small markets playing in the NBA Finals.
I like what Lima calls that show.
What's that?
Lateral Hazard.
Leading to this analogy.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be there and it's the best basketball.
Like or dislike the analogy of a Green Bay-Pittsburgh Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, the NFL doesn't care. If it's Green Bay-Pittsburgh, the NFL loves it. Green Bay-Pittsburgh, still two storied franchises. Yep. Like, the NFL doesn't lose in any. There's no two. Is there any two teams the NFL could throw out there where we'd actually see a dip in Super Bowl TV viewership?
The Houston Texans.
That's market number four right now. Four or five. That's a big market.
Let's see.
Houston in like 4 years is projected to be higher than in Texas. They don't care about football.
Houston. Yeah, Houston's not. Not for the Texans.
We're talking worst markets that you could possibly think of. I'm thinking like Jacksonville. You want to throw them in the mix?
Jacksonville's a really good one, yeah.
Because I do think there are markets that people just do not care about. relative to obviously some of the bigger names, but they're still gonna, you're getting 100 million people to tune in regardless.
So is this Jacksonville versus New Orleans?
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jacksonville versus Atlanta. That's a big market, but absolutely nobody cares about the Atlanta Falcons in that market.
See, but that's the cool thing about what the NFL has done, though, is it's not even so market dependent. Like, it just isn't.
Yeah.
We've just made it such a thing where everyone watches regardless.
Because all the small market teams have been in the NFL for 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay, 100 years.
It just doesn't. Well, actually, we're getting close there for, started in, 1920?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're getting there. But, like, even either way, the point is that the NFL will never have this issue. They are market proof. Omaha! Ryan Day has come out and spoke, and he says the Big Ten deserves 4 AQ spots, automatic qualifiers, when it comes to the college football playoff. What I find interesting about this, Nick, isn't that necessarily everyone's debating the amount of spots that the Big Ten should receive and the SEC receives and all the conferences. I love the idea that guys like Ryan Day and some of these head coaches are just bypassing any sort of argument from whether or not we should actually be moving from 12 to 16. In this, they accept that we go to 16, and then they start with their bidding war for how many AQ spots they get.
I just think the SEC and the Big Ten are no longer acting like a partner. They're acting like a industry leader, and they're acting like, yeah, we don't really need you, ACC, Pac-7, and Big 12. Or any of the group of five or group of six schools. Like, that's what's... And by the way, it's a little disconcerting. You know, they've got sharp elbows, and I mean, Greg Sankey's just throwing out wild proposal after wild proposal because no one's going to check him on it. Yeah. NCAA's not going to check him on it. Other conferences, I mean, even, like, honestly, this is as close as the Big Ten and SEC have been because they just realize we can't destroy each other. We got so many other people to take money from right now. We don't have to worry about you as my main competition.
Well, and so now should be the spot where each one of them say, we get 4 AQ spots. Everybody else, you get 2. And then the rest is just you fight until you get in. I mean, it's not a bad idea on either one of their behalves. I just find it interesting that everyone's accepted we're going 12 to 16. And now that's not even a conversation.
I just think what it is. All right. So it's going to be really interesting when the SEC grant of rights come up in about, and I know it's supposed to be 2035. I actually think I don't know that it's firm at 2035. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens because I think that's where all of a sudden the Big Ten and SEC, having stolen as much money as they can from the inferior schools, all of a sudden get into a bidding war for those schools. I think it's going to be really interesting, though. All right, final one here. Real quick, the National Restaurant Association says 6 out of 10 Gen Z and millennials use takeout or drive-through at least once weekly. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
Too low. Like, I am on the low side of takeout or even fast food consumption at this point, but like I got to be maybe 2 or 3 times a week, right?
So
somewhere around there.
I think the 4 out of 10 are people who just can't damn afford it.
Like, that might be.
That's where I think.
Fast food's expensive. My tips to everyone there is just get on the apps. You get much cheaper food on the apps.
So here's the thing. You're correct. So if it's just for me, it's not a big deal. Just for me and Vanessa, not a big deal. You put in 3 kids and, dude, go fast food. That ain't $50.
Yeah, Lisa started ordering the kids off the kids meal for Charlotte.
Yep.
And I'm realizing how expensive these bills are, and I'm trying to tell her, like, just no, she'll just eat some of our food still.
Just wait. Like,
now, some of the kids' meals, they're good too, but I end up eating all of it because she doesn't eat. Charlotte eats barely any of it.
Because Olivia's 5'11", and it's apparent she's not 11, she's no longer in the kid menu. I did not think, like, the difference between the kid menu and the adult menu, I didn't think that I was going to start feeling that every time we go. I'm like, why the hell is it $10, $15 more expensive?
Shout out restaurants, though. The kids' menu, pretty good serving size.
And not just good serving size, pretty affordable. And I'm like,
it's still added on, though. That's the problem. It's still added on.
Given that the twins are like 5'3", I got like one or two more years living on the kid menu, and then I'm just never going to a restaurant again until I don't know, Olivia writes her first J.K. Rowling-esque series, and all of a sudden I'm living off her money. It's going to happen, and I can't wait for it.
There you go.
Talented kid, that Olivia Wilson. All right, Keith Law, baseball writer for The Athletic. He's down on one of the biggest parts of the Guardians' future. We'll ask him about Travis Bezzana and why he's down on him in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.